Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This half hour is presented by Elite Services Quality Clean, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? Well, you don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. And we have some exciting guests today. Elite Services Quality Clean is here. And you know, this morning I texted over to your office line and I said, hey, I'll see Liz today at 10 o'clock. And they said, actually, it's going to be the David and David show today. And I said, this is going to be good.
This is epic because this is the first time this has ever taken place.
I know. The debut. Bum, bum, bum.
Exactly. Of course, I've been on the radio several times. I'm David, the owner, but I have David S., as we refer to him, David Saborn. He is our rug tech or rugs cleaning specialist. He lives and eats and breathes cleaning wool rugs. And I taught him what I knew, and then he's taken a lot higher level than in my knowledge. And so I would like to let him take over now and just let him share the passion that he has for it, because he really wants to do this. When we were saying we're going to set up a rug cleaning shop, he says, I want to be the rug tech.
And okay, now, cool.
He is not only a rug specialist, but before that, he was a master textile cleaning specialist. In order to get that, you had to be certified in the industry so many years, and then you had to get 5 different certifications. Well, he has that status, plus he is now a certified rug cleaning specialist, taking the advanced training, and in the evenings, he's on Facebook on some of the group pages that from the Rug Room and different ones, Weft Kickers, learning from all these other guys, mm-hmm. and then also helping other guys out when they're having problems, say, hey, do this.
Yeah.
And that's where he's at. So he is becoming the best rug cleaning tech in a pretty good wide area. And this is our first show since we've had our grand opening, mm-hmm. which was fabulous. Mm-hmm. And now we can clean rugs like we've never been able to clean before. And our rug pit is 20 by 20. And we had a rug come in on the Monday after our grand opening that was 19 feet long.
Wow.
A 12 by 19. That is huge.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I think I saw a video of you cleaning that on Facebook. Yeah.
Yes. So we can handle that. But I'm going to turn the mic over to David and let the other David share with you his passion.
Actually, David, I'm going to have you move over here. We're having some technical difficulties right there, so I'm going to have you move over here to this mic. But hey, it's a live radio show, so we can keep on going. Before we do that, every time I go to Elite Services Quality Clean, I always see you there. And you're always cleaning and doing such diligent work, which I am so impressed with. But I want to hand the mic over to you, and we can talk a little bit about, you know, your passion for rug cleaning and why you work with Elite Services Quality Clean.
Sounds great. All right, so basically, working with Bossman here, and I prefer to him as Bossman because, you know, there are technically 3 Davids in the company and we get our names mixed up. So, but when working with him, we were going to clientele's houses, and, you know, I would just notice all these rugs that were in homes, especially houses that only had the bedrooms carpeted, but everything else was hardwood or tile and grout. And, you know, I looked at him, I was like, you know, who takes care of these? And, you know, I'm kind of interested in, you know, how do we clean these and the proper ways of doing it. And I started investigating. I started doing my research. I looked at him. I said, if we ever get into this, I want to do it. And I, you know, it took him a minute or so to, you know, kind of go, you know what, let's go ahead and let's take off with it. And we did. And I've not regretted it ever since. You know, just the feel of being able to put a rug down onto the pit floor and start to do the cleaning process. And once I get to that moment where I'm flushing out my solutions and just watching that dirt just kind of just flow out of that rug, I don't know. It's one of those, what do you call it?
Aha moments.
Yeah, those aha moments, or that, what do you call it? Sensational, just that.
Yeah, it's like therapeutic almost.
Pretty much,
to see
yes,
it.
There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. But just from the beginning to the end, just to watch the, how the rug goes from this, this dull matte type look to at the end there's this nice soft sheen to it where it's supposed to look like as of the day it was created.
Yeah.
So
and you're getting really, really professional work when you choose Elite Services Quality Clean. And like I said, I come to your place kind of all the time, whether because we do a lot of business together and with the open house. And I actually, you get to see before and after projects. And you've actually, you know, shown me around the warehouse and around the rug pit and said, you know, this is what it is before. And this is how the whole process is of cleaning. And it's really, really fascinating. So I want to encourage our listeners, if you haven't been to Elite Services Quality Clean, if you want to take a little tour, go check them out. Where are you guys located?
We are located at 117 Industrial Boulevard. You pretty much can't miss it. We're pretty much parking our box truck and our van right out in the front. If you miss it, we are
two doors from the Eiffel Tower.
You can't miss the tower. Yeah.
From the Eiffel Tower, from the Eiffel Radio Tower, which you can like over here for sure.
That's on Industrial Boulevard between Highway 29 and W Street.
Absolutely. And this is their brand new location. I know you were very excited about that because when I used to visit you guys, it was over on Olive Road and you didn't quite have the space that you needed. And here it's just so much better.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big guy. And off of Olive, it was claustrophobic over there. And then when we hit this place, it was, I could not breathe.
Yeah.
Much, so.
Because now the rug pit is, it's what'd you say, 20 feet?
20 by 20. Mm-hmm.
20 by 20. So now you're able to clean these rugs that are, what was that? What was the size of the one you guys brought in?
12 by 19.
Okay, 12 by 19. That is huge.
Our drying chamber can handle rug up to 13 feet wide.
Wow. Wow. Well, if you want to give us a call or give us a text, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620, and they can answer all of your questions. What is the rug cleaning process, I mean, like for you? Do you do wool rugs and silk and everything? What is kind of your specialization?
We pretty much take care of anything between synthetic to natural fiber. Synthetic basically being your polyester, olefin, nylon, up to the naturals, which is wool, silk. Sometimes you get jute or sisal, which is also seaweed, right? So, not a sense. The seaweed's kind of a different process versus everything else, so I'll start with that. You can't really get that wet. So, there's a dry cleaning process we have, which is a dry compound. We'll start off with badgering, which is basically we'll flip the rug upside down on top of a grate, and we have a badger machine that has leather belts on it that rotate, and it beats the back end of the rug. Knocks all the dust out of it. Once we get down to the point where there's practically no more dust coming out of the rug, then it goes through the cleaning process. With sisal, the dry cleaning compound, it's almost kind of like cornstarch. We put it on the rug, and then we take a CRB machine, which is our counter-rotating brush machine, and we use that to agitate it. And it's basically what it does is it kind of rubs against the fiber and lifts the dirt off the fiber through that process. Once that's done, we also have to do the badgering process with the sisal again to knock out that cornstarch, as we would call it. And then that process is done. Now, with the synthetic and the wool and the silk, the process is also the same with the badgering. But the next step would end up being it goes into the pit. Depending on the type of the fiber, depends on what kind of solution I put on it. As far as silk and cotton, that's the other one, they're moisture sensitive.
Uh-huh.
So if they stay wet for too long, they tend to start to brown. So normally that's the reason why when we tell clientele if they go to clean their rugs, if it's, you know, silk or cotton, just don't put any moisture on it. Just give us a call, because if it starts to brown, it's pretty hard to reverse that.
Mm-hmm.
It can be reversed.
It can be, but it's a process.
Yeah.
Also for the wool, it's... anything pretty much goes with the wool. The only issue with that is keeping an eye on it, whether it's going to be a bleeder or not. A lot of times, you can just tell from the type of the rug, like a Pakistani rug or a, let's see, I could throw off another one off the top of my head.
And some of the rugs from India can be bleeders as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you'd like to know information about your rug, take a picture of the top of it and the back of it. Come by the shop, and most times we can tell you the origin of the rug, the name of it, and some different information about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Every time that I come, I know Liz is always giving me the tour, like, this rug is from here, and you can see right here that it's going to bleed a little bit here. So this is where we do that more detailed work. And really, really, honestly, you guys do so much, you know, continuous education, and you have all these certifications, and you're making sure that every tech that you have that's either going out in the field or you staying back at the warehouse and cleaning these rugs, that you guys know what you're talking about. You are the professionals.
And if you have a rug that somebody else has cleaned and it has bled and it's something that you value, you want to keep, we can take care of reversing that bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It takes time, but if the rug is important to you, bring it by and let us look at it. Mm-hmm. Or call us and we'll come out and take a look at it on site.
Definitely. There's four of us that are not only certified on removing the dye, but also we all have color repair certification, so we can pretty much reapply that dye back into the spaces that needs to be. But the bleeders are definitely the fun ones. It's the moment of panic when you go to clean it, is if you used enough of the anti-dye, which is what we would call it, which prevents the rug's going to bleed no matter what. But the solution that we put on it is what prevents it from settling back into the other areas of the rug and becoming a permanent home there. So, but yeah, just come on by, take a look. We'll even give you a tour.
Mm-hmm.
We're not afraid to say hi.
Yeah, a lovely bunch over at Elite Services. I love going over there. And I have a jute rug in my home, which I'm not going to lie, I love the look of it. And I have to say that I did ask Liz before I purchased, and I have a Cecil rug too that I am selling. But I love the look because I think it's a very popular look right now. I think it looks chic. I love it. But it is a little hard to maintain. So you really don't want to get anything on there.
Definitely moisture sensitive.
And a little bit on those type of rugs, if you're going to buy that type of rug, you like that look.
Yeah, that hand-woven look. I really love it.
Get the seaweed rug.
Okay.
Because you can put water on it. All the others, if you get wet, it's going to turn dark. Because the core of the fiber leaches out into the rest of it. The only thing that can be done with that rug after that is get the entire rug wet and darken the entire rug.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you're going shopping, it'll cost you a little more, but it's well worth it to get the seaweed if that's the style rug that you want.
Okay, and the seaweed, is that what the Cecil rug or the Sisal rugs are? That's the ones that are made of seaweed?
They can be made out of seaweed or they can be made out of the other material like what your rope is made out of.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely don't have the seaweed one, which was probably a mistake. And that's why I know I should always listen to you guys before I make these purchases. But I made an impulse buy, which is my cross to bear when I'm making these investments. But you guys do so much. You specialize in these beautiful rugs, like Persian rugs and Pakistanian rugs and Indian rugs and all of that great stuff. Mm-hmm. But you guys do a lot of work with, you know, your leather couches and residential and commercial work. Do we want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we can talk about that. Years ago, I was taught, be the best at what you do. All right. And so we diversified many years ago into several different areas. Then we narrowed a scope down what we do best. I was the first person that went out to receive certification for cleaning leather upholstery because I want to know what I'm doing and where I can provide the best service possible. Also, when it comes to upholstery and tile and grout and carpet and all, we have more master techs, just me and master techs, as all the other companies combined, master textile clean technicians. David's one, I'm one, Tim's one, Liz is one. Vincent, he is a journeyman level tech now as well. We believe in certification, having that training, having that knowledge, having that, with knowledge comes confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people, our customers, see that in us, and then they trust us that yes, these guys know what they're doing, whether we're cleaning the upholstery, whether it be fabric or leather, or whether it be carpet cleaning. And also, one thing a lot of people don't realize, we do carpet stretching and carpet repairs.
Carpet stretching?
Yes. When,
what even is that?
Okay. Here's what happens a lot is you go and buy your carpet from a big box store, carpet store, and then the installer comes in and just uses a knee kick or kick it in, looks nice and smooth. In industry standards, he's supposed to use a power stretcher. Once he kicks with knee kicker, he's supposed to stretch it another 1%. Now, if it's 12-foot room, that's 144 inches, so he's supposed to power stretch another inch and a half, make it that much tighter. Most of them don't do that. Then a year later, you start seeing these ripples show up in the carpet. We go in and we stretch that out. We re-stretch it, make it nice and tight the way it's supposed to be. But also, if the dog or the cat gets shut up in a bedroom, they will try to claw their way out, we can repair that.
Oh, see, I learned something new every time you guys come on, because I didn't even know you did that. And I didn't even know that was something that isn't typically done when you get it installed.
Right. Yes. And if you have, I've never done this before, but if you have some new carpet put in and you want it inspected, make sure the installer did right, give us a call. I'll come by and I'll check it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't hurt to call and just get the information, because at Elite Services Quality Clean, you guys are the professionals. You have the certifications, and you're family-owned and operated, and David, you do a great job over there, and I just, you know, you love the community over at Elite, and you know they really care about their clients, and that's something that I saw when I was at your open house, of how many people have said, you know, I've been using you guys for years, and I just want to come and say thank you and check out your new place. So that really does say a lot about your business. And if you want to give us a call or give us a text on the program, you can do so right now at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. What else do you guys have today that you want to let our listeners know?
Well, I was going to share with you, before you got there on the day of our grand opening, one of our oldest clients come by for a visit. We sent them a letter, and they said, we want to come see this. They have been clients for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm. That says something.
Yes. And we have two sets of clients that are about that same time span that we've been taking care of continuously ever since. Of course, back then, I didn't have the certifications I do now. But they trusted us, our devotion, and stayed with us through all of it. They watched us grow to where we are at today. Now, I was going to mention on the rug side, 2 years ago, we were having another company in town that was went through the same training that I did. They were we were subbing our rug cleaning out to them. Then a little over a year and a half ago, we bought out a competitor that was cleaning rugs to a certain extent on Olive Road, revamped the shop, maximized the space, and that's when we started doing all the rug cleaning ourselves. That's when David got him involved on cleaning the rugs. And since then, the knowledge has gone way up.
Mm-hmm.
And because there again, we strive to be the best at what we do. We strive to be the best in the area, and we're already looking at how far region wise that we're going to be reaching out to service people, give them the higher level quality. And we're making plans now to give the rug shop its own identity. And you want to hear the name of it?
Yeah, sure.
Rug Spa of Pensacola.
Ooh.
Where your rugs get the spa treatment.
Oh, I love that. You're taking your rugs to the spa.
Exactly.
You can drop your rugs off at the spa. You can go to the spa, come back later and get them. It could just be a cleaning day for both of you.
There you go.
I love that. So you're going to kind of rebrand into that.
Yes, that's in the plans here. Give it separate identity. That way, when you see the name, you know exactly what it does. And all. Whereas right now, it's Elite Service Quality. We do rug cleaning. Elite Service is going to stay the same, but we're going to give the rug shop its own identity, because it is starting to really take off.
Yeah.
And become its own, its own identity.
Mm-hmm. It's its own little name, and you can be the spa master over there. Is that going to be next on your certification, right?
Hey,
David?
You
S?
Got a new name.
Rug facialist?
I've already jumped on board with it all. I even came up with a logo for it, and then I told them to put a picture of a jacuzzi and then have one of them, the rugs, like Aladdin type rugs, just sitting there, just chilling in the jacuzzi.
That's great.
So, but yeah, we're trying to expand. I've also started hinting towards him that, which doesn't have to be right now, but maybe down the road I could start taking some certifications, and also improving on rug repairs as well, where we can either learn how to remove old fringe, put on new fringe, maybe replace the fibers that have gone missing out of rugs, or you know, fix a tear that's happened here, or do a rebinding. So hopefully down the road in the future, we'll actually improve into that as well.
That's plans within the year.
So
So rug improvements as well. So you guys really are going to be the one-stop shop mm-hmm. for everything that you need to do with all of your valuables, whether it's like a runner or a small rug to something that's huge. You guys can take care of it at Elite Services Quality Clean and the Rug Spa at 117 Industrial Boulevard. What is your phone number?
453-5544.
Mm-hmm. Definitely call. You can ask them questions. And how long does it take if somebody wants to? Do they drop their rug off? Do you come pick it up? What is the process?
We do both.
Okay.
They can drop it off, and it saves them a pickup and delivery charge. So if the rug's small enough that they can bring it in, mm-hmm. we prefer that. That way we stay there. But if they have rugs too big for that, and there's furniture that needs to be moved, we can send out a two-person team to move the furniture off, roll it up, bring the rug in. Of course, we have to cover our cost on that. So that's the reason why if there's a pickup charge, and then to deliver back, there's a delivery charge.
You know what I love, and Liz has mentioned on the show before, some clients do this, and it's really efficient. They'll pick up one rug, drop off their next rug. They'll kind of do their whole kind of, you know, cleaning kind of like that, back and forth, back and forth. And I know, you know, cleanliness, I mean, with the virus and everything that's going on, a lot of people need to do their deep cleaning right now of their rugs, of their tile and grout, of your upholstery, of everything, your carpet, all of that. So you can give Elite Services Quality Clean a call, and they can take care of that for you. Gotta have a fresh start.
Oh, yes, definitely. So mm-hmm. anything else you'd like to add, David?
I think I'm good for right now.
Yeah, and something I love that you mentioned earlier is you said the passion that you have yes. behind your company, and then this is what you love to do. And it's not just like you're sending people that don't have the education out on the field to do this for your clients. Is that you make sure that they are continuing to learn, continuing to get certified, just so you can provide the best work for your clientele.
That's correct. And that's the reason why we go through all the training, is we want to give you that level of service. Just like if you bought new carpet and you've had it for over 2 years and haven't had it cleaned, you've voided your warranty.
Oh.
And because you got to have it cleaned with 12 to 24 months. But also, here's another way a lot of people void their warranty is they have it cleaned, but the professional they hire doesn't vacuum before they clean. That voids the warranty as well. So if you've got new carpet and you want to maintain that warranty, make sure you have it clean within the time frame that your warranty says. Some it's 12 to 24 months, some it's 12 to 18 months. And also make sure whoever's coming that they vacuum before they clean. We've gone through this on warranty claims, and we've been requested for a brochure which shows all the steps we go through. And also they request from us a copy of their invoices. That way they can look and see what dates we were there to clean. That way they get the carpet replaced under warranty.
Wow, I had no idea that that's something that you have to do. And I bet a lot of people don't realize that you have to take care of that.
That's right.
Unless, I mean, how would you know? You know, I mean, I guess, well, I'm not as detail-oriented as I should be, I guess. I guess other people do know this, but it could be something common that probably comes up.
Most people don't know, and they're not given a copy of the warranty when they buy it. They just go in, pick it out, and put it in. They don't know. Wouldn't he take a whole show and just talk about what to look for, what your application is, and what to avoid.
Yeah, and how to be safe. So we have about a minute left on the program, so I just kind of want to wrap up. We talked about a lot today. You do, I mean, tile and grout. You do carpet cleaning, upholstery, individual rug cleaning at your new location at 117 Industrial Boulevard. And you do commercial cleaning
yes.
and residential, so both things that we cover there. Why don't we tell everybody, you know, where can they find you on the web? Where can they come visit you? And how can they get an appointment?
EliteQualityClean.com is where you find us on the web. Then you to make an appointment, you can click on there and fill out, and we will contact you back and schedule an appointment, and you get a free price quote. Master Tech comes out and evaluates what you need done. But also 117 Industrial Boulevard, 453-5544. It's not clean unless it's Elite Services Quality Clean.
Absolutely. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the new logo with the magic carpet ride from Aladdin chilling in the jacuzzi for the rug spa, because that just sounds great. And if you can, just go by and visit. A family owned and operated. You know that you're doing business with people that you can trust. And if you missed any part of this segment, it's going to be available on our news radio website for you to share out, or anywhere that you stream your content. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of the good things. It's not clean unless it's Elite Services Quality Clean. clean. So the David and David show is up. We could talk for hours more because I know you have a wealth of information. But we have Escambia County Public Information and Public Safety coming up next. Thank you guys so much for being on the show today. What's going on, Mark?
A big increase in the number of COVID cases in Santa Rosa County. The story coming up after Fox.